This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the biggest human migration stories of the past 20 years or so has been people from the Chinese countryside moving to the cities looking for economic opportunity. Hundreds of millions of people have done that. A year of this pandemic, though, has pushed some of those people back out of the cities, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports now from Shanghai.
Real estate agent Eric He wears his hair short and slightly tousled, paired with a fitted black jacket. He blends in easily in Shanghai, but he's a second-class citizen here when it really counts, like finding a spouse. We went to the marriage market at People's Park on a weekend, just before the COVID-19 lockdown. Parents advertise their unmarried children's qualities on handwritten notes and tack them on umbrellas. Eric He read one of the ads.
Born in 1991, single, female, height 5'3", pale skin beauty, has a master's degree from Newcastle University in the UK.
Then the note turned to money and assets, things people in China readily talk about.
She works in Shanghai's education and training sector. Income, around $30,000 a year, owns an apartment in Shanghai, seeking an unmarried man with a bachelor's degree or higher.
Eric He is a college graduate, but he says he's not an eligible candidate, mostly because his residential registration is in the Chinese countryside rather than in Shanghai, which limits his ability to buy a home, get any future children into schools, or retire here. That's a deal-breaker for many Shanghai parents, including this mother standing nearby.
If he's not registered to Shanghai, that won't work. My daughter has an apartment. She's registered to Shanghai, has a good job, a good education. I want a son-in-law with the same background as her.
That may sound harsh, but Eric He gets her point. Opportunity is everything here. That's why he came to work in Shanghai.
I have a colleague who earned $77,000 in commission in 1 month. If I have one or two big opportunities like that, I can change my life.
And people without college degrees have far fewer opportunities. The Zhou family from eastern Jiangxi province worked in Shanghai for years, but low salaries and lack of Shanghai registration eventually drove them out. The son, Zhou Chaogang, returned to the city as an adult and ended up in a factory that paid him less than $9,000 a year. He quit after 3 months.
I feel lost. I don't know what to do in Shanghai. Food and rent are very expensive. It's just so hard to survive here.
He and Eric He were outside of Shanghai spending time with their families when China went into lockdown. They couldn't return for months. And that's when Eric He started to rethink his Shanghai dream.
Shanghai is such a stressful city, and I've always wanted to be closer to my parents.
He found another real estate job near his home village, and with the help of his parents, even bought an apartment.
My salary is higher than in Shanghai. The company pays into my social security and my housing fund, which I didn't get in my Shanghai job. I also get perks like a cake for my birthday.
As for ex-factory worker Zhou Chaogang, he hasn't returned to Shanghai either. Before he left the city last year, he and his friends stopped in a karaoke booth at a mall. It's a stress reliever. They chose a song from an 80s Cantonese rock band called Beyond, about sticking to your dreams. Zhou Chaogang's dream is to make enough money to pay off his credit cards and gambling debts. He's still trying to make it in other cities. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.